We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
Salesforce is for everyone, from startups to enterprise companies. And today we're going to learn all about the opportunities for startups at Dreamforce and beyond with Ludo Ulrich. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thanks for inviting me, Marissa. It becomes a tradition every year now. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm a lucky girl. So can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Ludo Ulrich. I joined Salesforce a little bit over 3 years ago to engage with the startup ecosystem globally and make sure that, you know, they can navigate and understand Salesforce. To your point, Salesforce is for everyone, including startups. And we want to make sure we tell that what we have available to them in terms of resources and products.
That's awesome. So this year has been big for startups at Salesforce. What's been new?
Yeah, there's a lot going on across the company, and I can't be more excited about this. And so I don't even know where to start. I've been on the road praising the AppExchange and the Salesforce ecosystem a lot in the last few months. But one of the things I wanted to highlight is that we graduated the batch 2 of the Salesforce Incubator last week. And that was a great event. We had a lot of people here in San Francisco to celebrate basically all that innovation that came out of the incubator, specifically focused on Einstein and Einstein innovation. So leveraging AI, the power of AI, to create great solutions in the Salesforce ecosystem. So that was great. And I would say that all the companies graduated with success. And you can expect a lot of new innovative apps on the AppExchange coming by Dreamforce.
That's amazing. You really get to see these companies from the start up. I think that you have a really exciting job, that you get to see this happen year round.
Yeah.
But what are you most excited for at Dreamforce?
Yeah, well, I think you're right. It's a privilege to get exposed to those companies. So some of them are actually not really at the beginning. They actually have already a product. They just want to make it smarter. You know, they use Einstein, for instance, or they want to get into our ecosystem, get the app into the AppExchange, you know, get visibility in front of our customers. And so one thing we're going to do is help them as well be highlighted at Dreamforce. So I can tell you maybe about a few of those companies.
You don't want to tell me about all 27?
I could.
It'd be a longer session.
I could, but I tell you how you can do that in a little bit. But there are companies like from across the board, and to your point, it's very exciting to see what they're doing. There's a company called Wootrick, and they're really in the space of customer feedback management. So very aligned with what Salesforce does, right? They're really in the business of customer happiness, right? They want to make sure your team is aligned to please them, making sure you have an NPS score on the go in the app. There's another company called Nova AI we will highlight at Dreamforce. So they basically help with the productivity of the reps, which is a very topic that dears to me. You know, there's no bad reps, it's only bad opportunities. So how can we make some personalized workflows to have a better response rate, I would say, in a simple way. So batch one.
Awesome. So what is in batch 2?
Batch 2, again, I won't be able to go through all the companies, but since it was focused on AI and Einstein, there's really a company from Boston called DeFeo, and it's really about bringing like R&D into reality, right? They really work on very strong algorithm to help you discover information to do your job better. So think about business analysts, financial services analysts. We need to know everything about their customers. That's really what they're doing. And guess what? They did a fantastic integration with Quip so that you can do that right from the Quip application.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to see what's the future of doing your job. Like in this case, it's about getting all that information. But of course, with Salesforce, so there was another company I like called Matkudu. And in this case, they really try to make what they try to say is make Einstein even smarter. So they're going to feed information and the best data as possible into Einstein to actually predict which leads, which prospects are the best, actually. So as you can tell, I got very animated when I'm talking about those companies, and all of them will actually have some great AppExchange app to showcase at Dreamforce.
All right, so they have these great opportunities to showcase at Dreamforce, but where do we go? How do people actually get to see them live?
Yes, so to your point earlier, I won't be able to give you a quick explanation about all the companies, so just a sample.
Right.
But at Dreamforce, we organized last year something called Startup Valley. Some of you might have experienced that, and it's very easy to recognize with the Airstream trailer that's very iconic in the trailhead area in Moscone. West first floor. So we're bringing that again this year, and Startup Valley will be full of those very inspirational founders who will basically explain what they are doing and potentially answer any question you have, their own journey, the solution they build, and how they leverage Einstein.
It really is a location to come and see the future of work and like the real innovative technologies that are in the process of becoming big and influential in our industry.
I couldn't have said it better. You know, like the trailhead zone is always a very intense, high traffic area. There's a lot of excitement. So if you want to be inspired, I think that would be indeed an area to check. And on top of it, we partner with Salesforce Ventures, and we organize a lot of sessions around AI, around the future of work in the theaters next to the Startup Valley. So by all means, come check it out.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit more specifically about those sessions? Let's start with how AI can challenge the status quo, a founder's dialogue.
Yeah, well, those companies basically have a hard time to go beyond like the buzzword of AI and make something very, we talk about applied AI. So I think the idea is like two founders having an interesting dialogue about how they actually go to market. They cannot just bring the card, I'm an AI-powered solution. That's not enough. How they actually transform the business of their customers. And that's kind of how we want to inspire potential visitors of those or attendees of those sessions. Is like, don't think about AI just for the sake of it, but it has to be applied. It has to be something that's changing the business. And that's, frankly, a common point that we had across all the founders we've been working with.
That is interesting because buzzwords are huge. You throw it around and you think that someone's going to throw money at you.
Yep.
But it takes a lot more than that. The application has to really exist.
Absolutely. Whether you're in Silicon Valley or anywhere in the world right now, it's not enough. We just take it for granted that all businesses are becoming smarter. And so that's the case for Salesforce. That's the case for those founders. So they're going to go in a dialogue like this. And there are many other sessions that I think you should check on the agenda builder. But again, I know it's all about Dreamforce. It's all about after Dreamforce. So I know you like a lot the podcast, Marissa. So the good news is all the session will be recorded and be available on the Salesforce Startup Podcast on SoundCloud. So again, if you miss it, I know Dreamforce could be very busy sometime. And so we'll record them and you'll be able to check them out after.
That really is one of my favorite parts about Dreamforce is that we do provide this content year-round.
Year-round, absolutely.
This is great content. These are great dialogues, yeah. Conversations. And then let's say that you're heading to one of these sessions and you get stopped at the AppExchange, Jen.
Yep.
And this is, you can say, all right, you know what? Networking in-person conversations are going to maybe take priority right now.
Yep.
But I can remember to go back to the podcast and check it out at a later date.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So tell me about where else we're going to be seeing these companies, Salesforce or startup opportunities.
Yeah. Well, actually, right next to the Startup Valley, we have the AppExchange Den. So you mentioned that very quickly. And this is actually the very first year we're going to have the AppExchange Den within the Trailhead area. So the very interesting thing is think about the Startup Valley as the place where you go and get inspired. I have those naive, maybe open question, candid question to founders about their own journey, almost personal. All of them are going to be very happy to share that. If you're really in have commercial aspiration, you're a developer and you want to build your company and think about the AppExchange as your go-to-market strategy building on a Salesforce platform, that's going to be the AppExchange Den. It's going to be next door to it. So think about it as a double-sided kind of location. You're going to have folks who are here to discover new apps on the AppExchange, and there's a lot of news coming up for the AppExchange this year, so I'm going to keep it simple for now. But also, if you want to start the journey, how do I get on the AppExchange? How do I become a partner? How do I get that listing on this number one marketplace out there and sell to the world, right? So I think with all the technologies that we provide, it makes really, there is a democratization of entrepreneurship. So how do you turn that into action? If you're an admin, if you're a developer, if you're a seasoned founder, so how do you understand how to go to market with Salesforce and get on the AppExchange? And that's really what you can learn at the AppExchange then.
Awesome. So that's going to be a great location. I would like to get a little bit into the dream pitch.
Absolutely. It was probably one of my favorite sessions, obviously, last year. I think I was not the only one, frankly, based on how packed the room was. But you decided to bring that back this year. So Dream Pitch is very interesting because usually there's a lot of hackathons and startup competition out there. But this one is pretty unique because when you think about it, and you probably have better, more precise number than I do, but there's going to be literally millions of people watching the Dream Pitch at Dreamforce this year.
Right.
It can be pretty daunting for those entrepreneurs, you know, whether they're seasoned entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs, as we say, or not. They're going to be in front of thousands of people at Moscone West on Tuesday afternoon and millions of viewers. So that's just to get started. But yes, we'll select three companies that'll get a chance to pitch in front of, I should almost say, like legendary judges and investors. So many of you know Chris Sacca. He was here last year already. So we're going to have will.i.am. So I don't think I need to introduce Will. And Shajak Rafati, who is also the first judge for now that we announced. And so there's going to be a great dynamic because, of course, they can make money. There is actually, after the pitch, the Salesforce Ventures teams will actually award or actually invest in a company for $250,000. So there is money in the game. But beyond this, they're going to get a chance to get a lot of feedback from those amazing judges on stage.
I think that the feedback is really core to this program.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm so excited for all the opportunities for startups at Dreamforce.
Yeah.
But let's say that maybe you don't have a chance to attend Dreamforce, or you're just looking for more information right now. Where do we go?
Very good question. So, of course, we create a lot of content, to your point. We use Dreamforce as a content creation opportunity. We have so many people in town that week. But I would say you go to one location. It's Salesforce for Startups, salesforce.com/startups. And we basically explain all the resources, all the opportunities in the program that Salesforce has to offer for our founders, whether they want to build on the platform, they want to grow their business thanks to some of our technologies, or of course, it wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk about the way they can build a culture with initiatives like Pledge 1%, the 111 model that's actually very dear to Salesforce. So we explain everything on this. So salesforce.com/startups, you're going to have all the resources to, as a founder, as a startup, maybe as a wannabe entrepreneur, if you're not there yet, to discover all those resources.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lido.
Thanks for inviting me, and see you all at Dreamforce, hopefully.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.